Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, lock on. Peace.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Mr. FSP, doing as you can all day, every day, here on Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew Show. I'm sitting there for JTATM Money. He's got an appointment to take care of, something he couldn't get out of. I'm here in the land of Hollywood, getting ready to go on Let's Make a Deal, and I had to sit in for my guy. But we're going to have some fun. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to do it just for you. All of this is brought to you by FantasySportsBookAndCasino.com, where winners win and players play. So go there today to place your wager so that you can get paid. On the line with me, one of the co-hosts, one of the three amigos for the show is Jeff the Joker. So, Jeff, what's going on? Jeff, are you there? Okay. 973. Is that not you, Jeff? I think I might be by myself. I don't know if Jeff got me on mute or not, but I'll leave him there for a minute. Hello? Hello? I just heard something. Hey, Jeff, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up on you, and then you call right back in if that's you, okay? 973-727. Hopefully that is you, JT. I mean, that is you, Jeff, but if not, just call back. All right, so anyway, there's a lot going on today in the world of sports. It's supposed to be, and I repeat, supposed to be the first NFL preseason game broadcast live on the NFL Network. Now, I don't know if you're watching the NFL Network, but I'm watching the NFL Network. And it's a blank screen. I am not sure what that's all about, but I'm quite sure the show, I mean, the game isn't blacked out, but it's not on my airwaves. So we're going to try all the channels and see if the game's on or not. Jeff, my man.
Hey, Vic, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
All right, we got it right. Okay. We had a little technical difficulties.
Just a little, just a little. What's going on, bro?
Same stuff. I'll tell you, this has been an eventful week as far as sports goes, because once in a while something will happen, I'll think to myself, oh, we could talk about that on the show. And it seemed like that happened a bunch of times this week. The Paul George injury, Becky Hammond, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of interesting stuff this week.
It sure is. I want you to go ahead and talk about Weird Al for one sec, okay? Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Weird Al, yeah, he wants to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. I mean, I'll tell you, I've seen him live. I'm not joking. He puts on a very good live show. His albums are pretty good. I haven't bought one in a few years, but I had a lot of his older albums. And, you know, I think, you know, the thing is for the halftime show, it's artists will do a medley of their greatest hits, whatever, and it's a lot of these people lip sync or whatever, but I think when you're a real big star, it's like, okay, I played the arenas, I played the stadiums, what's next? And then Super Bowl because that audience is so huge, and that's why, you know, these big stars like Paul McCartney and Bruce Springsteen and, you know, so many, Prince and Tom Petty have all done halftime shows at a Super Bowl. So, hey, maybe Weird Al might be the next on the list.
Well, you know, we just chatted a little bit on Facebook about this, and my thing is Weird Al is a different type of act. You will never get some unexpected activity, such as the finger, as you said, a wardrobe malfunction, or anything else like that from Weird Al. My only question is, will the younger generation understand what he's doing and who he is? Because my kids, they walk around the house singing, "I'm fat," because, you know, I got them on that stuff. I got them on all that. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, he does parody recent songs. I mean, he doesn't have any hits on his new album, but I'm pretty sure he's parodying more recent songs. So it would help if one of those songs became a hit. But if he does a parody of a recent song, the kids are going to dig that. But, you know, I mean, it's a short performance. It's like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. But I remember a few years ago, The Who, or what's left of The Who, did the halftime show. Boy, they looked horrible. Those guys should have packed it in years ago. But whatever, they got the gig. Because ever since the notorious Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, they've gone with a much older conservative, and a lot of the old rock acts they've been going with, you know, just to be more cautious.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't want any bad things happening, but it is what it is. You know, we'll see what happens. There's a petition going out. People really want to see Weird Al get it, and I think he could do a very good job as an entertainer and musician. So that's a good little topic. And I know you said we have a lot of things you want to talk about that happen in the world of sports, so we're going to do that. We're going to talk about as much as you want. But one thing I want to talk about right now is Kevin Durant leaving Team USA. I don't know if you heard about it, Jeff.
I just did a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and in a statement, he mentions that he wants to take a step back, get himself together, and he didn't feel as though he could commit the time or energy to the team this summer and then prepare himself for the NBA. I think that has something to do with it. However, also leans more to what happened to Paul George. His agent said, look, you're about to be a free agent next year. You are going to be the top-paid free agent next year. Don't do anything that's going to jeopardize that. And, you know, you're not getting paid to play for Team USA. You already have one gold medal, or he has two, I'm not sure. Let somebody else play. Now, I don't know if that actually took place, but in his statement he says he needs to refocus and get his energy and da-da-da-da-da. But what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, this whole thing is very interesting. And, you know, before the Paul George injury, Love, he pulled out, and it was, you know, he basically said it was because, you know, he's in a contract year. Unfortunately, there's the Paul George injury, which we'll be hearing about for a long time. And, you know, I remember maybe a couple of years ago, I think it was LeBron who was saying maybe some of the players should get compensated for playing basketball in the Olympics. But the thing is, you know, like for a guy like LeBron, I mean, you know, a couple hundred grand is like pocket change. I was thinking maybe some kind of insurance for the player and for his NBA team. Mark Cuban is surprisingly, I mean, I give him credit. He's a bright guy, and he's unpredictable. You can't predict. You know, you think he would be someone who would like the idea of his stars, you know, maybe improving their game and being exposed to, you know, different people and whatever. But he doesn't like his guys playing in the World Cup or the Olympics. And, you know, maybe some kind of insurance or something would be good. But, you know, the culture of basketball is a lot of these guys play year-round, and unfortunately there is that slim chance of injury, and there's a very slim chance of a serious injury, and that's, you know, what everybody's talking about now.
Well, that goes back to, I'm glad you brought up Mark Cuban, because I was going to go there next. You know, he says that the Olympic Committee is nothing but a big mafia, and they're like Tony Soprano, you know, making money hand over fist while everybody else does the dirty work. And he's had this big movement to, he started like, I think, an Olympic or so ago to remove the professional players and let the college kids go. Now, his new idea, well, I mean, that's what it was before, and we got our butts whooped. But his new idea is have the NBA owners and players saw their World Cup basketball. Now, I don't think that's a bad idea. It rivals the Olympics, and would the other nations move from the Olympics to play in that, and how would that hurt the Olympics? I mean, NBA, I mean, basketball in the Olympics is not that big of a draw. It's not, unless you see a team that's going to rival the U.S. In the past couple of years, I believe the Argentinian team and another team gave the U.S. some fits, but they won. But other than that, no. Sorry, brother, I had a long drive. I'm tired. But what are your thoughts on Mark Cuban's idea, and is it doable?
You know, for a, you know, a long time, they used a college all-star team for the Olympics, and it worked well for a long time. But then the rest of the world caught up with us. And another problem is very few college stars stay for 4 years. So, you know, we'd practically be playing high school guys if that was the case.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't, like I said, Cuban, he's a bright guy. I like him. He's, you know, entitled to his opinion, of course. You know, I mean, it's relatively safe for NBA players to play in the World Cup and the Olympics. And, you know, it's corny, but, you know, you're representing your country and all that stuff. And it's pretty cool. It appeals to a lot of people. And, I'll tell you, it was the Pan Am Games, which I don't even think are that popular, but, you know, similar to the World Cup and the Olympics, and it was in the late 80s, the Pan Am Games, which, you know, they put together a college all-star team similar to the Olympics, and in the late 80s, and David Robinson was on this team, and a lot of other guys who would be NBA stars, and this Brazilian player, Oscar Schmidt, lit up the U.S. team for, I think, 50 points or close to it. And, mm-hmm. and everybody was buzzing about it. You know, like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Because everyone just assumed the U.S. would win. And, you know, I love when you read these newspaper articles by people who are supposed to be experts. And one of the experts basically said it was an aberration, you know, that United States basketball is always going to be superior. You know, these European and South American players, they're not going to do well in the NBA. This guy couldn't play any defense and all this stuff. And then, boom, shortly afterwards, one of the first European guys was Drazen Petrovic, and that. And that was when the NBA started to become very international.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right, Jeff. But the idea that Cuban has, I think, it can take form and it can take shape if the commissioner and the owners get on board, because the players can then use it as a bargaining chip. If they want to have basketball all year round, fine. If they want to do it once every 4 years like the Olympics, you know, they can do it the year after the Olympics or a couple years after the Olympics or whatever, and let the college kids go. It's a good opinion. It's a good thought process. I think it can get ledged. But right now, let's bring in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because I haven't been on here but for, you know, so long. I'm so used to working with JT on Saturdays since y'all don't call in no more. I think we got the Bookie Monster on the line. What's up, Black, if I'm not mistaken? That's you?
What's going on, man?
Well, ain't nothing. The hard-working hustler. Ladies and gentlemen.
How could you mention Kevin Durant withdrawing from the U.S. and not mention his $320 million offer from Under Armour?
Listen, I wasn't going to get into the numbers of the thing, but like I said, like I told Jeff, I went politically correct. He's a free agent next year, and his agent probably told him, don't mess this up. You know, we just saw what happened with Paul George and stuff like that. The endorsement, that's more than his contract will ever will be. He's about to make Michael Jordan type of money. So when you do that type of stuff, you know, I don't even think LeBron has that type of contract with Nike. I don't know. He may be in the ballpark. I don't know. But if you want to talk about that, go right ahead. We can go back to that for a second if you can tie in NBA basketball to it, and we'll go from there.
I mean, I think that would have a lot to do with it. You would have to leave Team USA and go start on those commercials, man. $320 million is a lot of money.
So what you're saying is those are the commitments that he mentioned in his statement without actually mentioning Under Armour?
I would be hard-pressed to see Kevin Durant turn down $320 million.
I would, too. But, you know, some people do it. Well, I don't know. He already has, like I said, a gold medal, if not two. So he's about to get paid.
No, Under Armour is in Maryland. He's from Maryland. He can be the face of the brand. He's already... Well, sold out all his KDs. He's on KD7 now. I'm sure Under Armour could whip up a shoe for him. He'll be the face of the brand.
It would be. And the fact that the man said it's been a dream of his to come play at home, that gives me so much hope for the next couple of years. You put him, Wall, and Bill together. Nene takes a little pay cut. Gortat takes a little pay cut. You fill the bench with some people. And you got a young nucleus of contenders right there. But I know Jeff wants him in New York, but that ain't going to happen, Jeff. Ain't going to happen.
He's not happy with Carmelo?
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't know how well Durant and Melo would work together because both of those guys really got to have the ball and I don't know how that would work salary-wise either with those two guys on the same squad.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Who wouldn't
want Wall?
Go ahead, Jeff. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want another great player on their team, you know? It's just a question of, you know, how he's going to fit in and, of course, the money. That's the tough part.
I think if they were to come to New York, that your boy Melo would take the pay cut to bring in KD. But you bring him to D.C., John Wall definitely would take a pay cut. I mean, he's not the highest paid player anyway in the NBA. But
the beauty of this all is that nobody would have to take pay cuts. A lot of contracts come off the books once KD is a free agent. He gets the max deal.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, and you don't have to pay Bradley Beal top-notch money because he isn't that top-notch player yet. But he will be at some point. I mean, when the Wizards drafted Beal, I can remember saying, no, why don't you get this other player? And I can't remember the player right now who was in that draft class that they could have gotten over Bradley Beal. But he's turning out to be a pretty good player, in my opinion. But Jeff wanted to talk about all the things that happened in the world of sports today. Or this week. So I'm going to let Jeff open up with the next topic. So JTF, Jeff, go.
Well, you know, I'll start with football because it's my favorite sport. I went out of my way to watch the Hall of Fame induction. Sometimes I watch it, sometimes I don't. But I was a little more interested this year because of the induction of Michael Strahan. And, you know, of course it's a good class. It wasn't one of the all-time great classes, but it's, you know, every class at the Hall of Fame is a good class. And this one was a little historic because it was Ray Guy, the first full-time punting specialist to be inducted. And those speeches were a little long, but, you know, it doesn't bother me that much because, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, there's only, I think, seven inductees. It's not like it's the Grammys or something like that. And, you know, some parts of the speeches drag, but some parts are very good. Strahan was the last to speak. He was the most entertaining. And you know, they just, you know, some of the things they talk about, you know, it's once in a while there's someone they thank who you don't expect. And sometimes we'll talk about some of the down times, which you don't think about that much, you know, but you think all these guys have these great lives, but they're, you know, they're flesh and blood too, you know, just like everybody else. And, you know, Strahan had a very nice turnout. You know, some of his former coaches, like Jim Fossil and John Fox were in the audience, former teammates, Peyton Manning and Kiwanuka, two of the few guys left on the Giants who played with Strahan, they were in the crowd. Kelly Ripa, who he's working with now, was there. He had a very nice turnout. Good part was Andre Reed, after a long wait, got inducted, and he talked a lot about his close friend, Jim Kelly, who's been battling cancer, and, you know, talked about their friendship, and I thought it was pretty good, but I think it really went long, so they might start trying to cut down on the speeches.
They might have a wrap it up B button for them, just play some music. But I want to go back to what you said earlier, and I don't know if either one of you noticed, but if I'm not mistaken, Bill Parcells was the coach when Michael Strahan got drafted, but he didn't mention Bill Parcells at all.
Parcells' last season with the Giants was 90. Strahan's first year, I think, was 92.
Okay. Okay, all right, because I was like, I could have sworn Parcells was his coach. I didn't know Jim Fossil was his first coach, but whatever. I agree with you that, yes, they're probably going to put a moratorium on how long you can talk before they start playing music to get you off the stage, but I don't think those guys are going to – they're going to talk right through the commercials. I think they're going to talk through the commercials, and if you dare turn off their microphones, oh, there's going to be an uproar. But it did go rather long. Right now on the NFL Network, they're showing the Hall of Fame game. I thought about this time because it's 8:30 Eastern that they'd be playing the 49ers and Ravens game because they're supposed to be showing it. Maybe they are, but on the West Coast here, it's a replay of the Hall of Fame game. Can you guys help me out, clue me in on what's going on?
Well, currently with 10:12 left in the second quarter, Baltimore is ahead of San Francisco 10-3, and with about 10 minutes to go in Washington, the Redskins are up on the Patriots 10-0.
Okay, so there's my question. How come I'm not seeing that 49er Raven game on the NFL Network or CBS? I know I'm in Southern California where they're going to also play the Cowboys and
that's the game
Cowboys.
You'll get.
Yeah, I got that, but CBS is supposed to simulcast it. Well, I guess they're going to simulcast it the other game here as well. Whatever. I was looking forward to that game. I would have saw it if I was back in the Bay, but it's okay. I plan to go win some money in a car from Wayne Brady. So, we'll see. We shall see. All right. News that's going on in the world of sports. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let Black bring up whatever sports story or news-related story he wants to talk about. And we'll be back in about 2 to 3 minutes. Sit tight. Stick in there. It's the FSP Cruise Show. And we're always brought to you by Fantasy Sportsbook and Casino.com, where winners win and players play. So go there today. The football season's right around the corner, so you need to go get paid. Load it up. See you in a minute.
If you want to add a little spice to your talk radio, try No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Arguably, No Chaser is the most, shall we say, controversial show in the lineup. Let me give you a couple of direct quotes. If LeBron took a sh** in the middle of the street in broad daylight, his Boy Scouts would say, it's the greatest one ever. Here's another. Y'all dumb donkeys keep believing what Obama says. Just watch. This country is going to get worse, and I'm just going to sit back and say, I told you so. I can only assume this is why the show is called No Chaser. You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. It's No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor. Information, motivation, variety. If you're into fantasy sports, you're going to love the Fantasy Sports Show with host Victor Gardner and co-host Jerry and Black every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. This show is so hot, I can only play the intro.
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. The Fantasy Sports Show. Information, motivation, variety.
All right. We're back. It's Mr. FSP sitting there for JT, AT, and Money here on the Fantasy Sports and Politics Cruise Show every Saturday. Every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also stream 24/7, 365. Over at spotonradio.webs.com, along with that fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com site. You can catch all of our shows for the week, stream 24/7, 365. If you want to be a sponsor, really easy, shoot me an email, victor.gardner2@yahoo.com. We have a great plan in store for anybody and everybody that wants to sponsor us, from the lowest level all the way to big-time sponsorship. We've got you covered. All right. Couple things I want to get out is two things. No Chaser. I'm hoping the host returns. He comes back off of his sabbatical in a couple weeks, I believe. So that's going to be a pretty interesting show, especially with Mac Williams coming back with JTAT and Money, talking about some things. I might even call him a few more times. Just talk a little politics with him if he feels up to it. Then, the last commercial you heard. I know I mentioned, you know, hosted by Victor Gardner and co-hosted by JT and Black, but Black is MIA. He's missing in action on Saturday. So is the Joker. But I still love these guys, and I still want these guys. I also want to welcome into our little family Lance, the exporter, Goodman. This gentleman is going to be co-hosting the Master Plan with JT, AT, and Money. He is a numbers guy. Statistics. All the things you need to know for your fantasy stuff, this guy has numbers. He and JT made a very good couple, and the pairing has done pretty well the past couple weeks. So stick around and listen to those guys Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, especially since the football season is now upon us. With that being said, I promise that Black could bring up his topic du jour. What you got, Black?
Oh, I just saw probably come across the wire about 2 hours ago that Dan Levitard is another ESPN suspension victim for his little billboard in Cleveland.
For what he did in Cleveland? What did he do in Cleveland?
He rented out some billboards and it was a letter to LeBron saying, thank you, LeBron. You brought us 2 rings. Love, Miami.
Okay. So why did he get suspended for that? Because he's an employee and he's not supposed to show any partiality or something like that?
LeBron is an employee of ESPN, and they just didn't like that.
Well, Levitard's the employee. I know LeBron isn't an employee of ESPN. Do they have him under contract or something?
They love LeBron, so I don't know. He might be under a secret contract.
That's interesting, dude. Really interesting because, I mean, would that be under the same lines like when Keith Olbermann got in trouble with CNBC for donating to a Democratic candidate for office? I'm thinking that has to be somewhat, you know, the same. I mean, if he wants to just throw it in Cleveland's face that LeBron brought Miami some titles and not Cleveland, that's still his prerogative. We don't see any issue with that unless he's going to go on air and start showing a bias against LeBron. What do you think, Jeff?
You know, that's kind of news for me. The thing is, I mean, as far as sports reporters go, these people, a lot of these guys are fans or they're homers. I mean, one of the worst was Ahmad Rashad. I mean, he was in love with Michael Jordan. I mean, he couldn't even pretend to be impartial, you know. So I guess there's, despite that, there's still certain lines you don't cross, you know, just because of appearances, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is, though, the way ESPN is, they go easy on a lot of the major league sports because they make a lot of money with these sports, and you know, you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. Now, both you guys are usually pretty up on things. Right before the show, I saw that the vice president of NFL officiating was seen getting on a party bus with the Dallas Cowboys executives. That doesn't look good because that, you know, leads to, and it might be just appearances, but an appearance of impartiality. So that story is probably going to kick around a little bit.
Well,
I
you know how I feel about the Cowboys.
Pay back for the extortion plot against Dury of the two young ladies.
Hey, I'm glad you said it was an extortion plot because there are some pictures floating around the internet of Jerry Jones that are not, and I repeat, are not Photoshopped. So with Jerry Jones and some young women that are young enough to be his grandchildren doing some things that just I can believe Jerry Jones would do them. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I can believe it. He's a riverboat gambler, and he'll put his hands wherever he wants, so to speak. So what's going on with your Cowboys, Black? Is Romo going to be done for the season? Is Whedon, the guy you actually are going to be handling the reins to? Because when Wade Wilson, the quarterback's coach, and has been there for a long time, says that Romo's deep ball has been very inconsistent, that's not good with like 3 weeks left. 3 weeks left until the season opens. Tell me what you feel, Black, about your owner and about your NFL quarterback.
I'm back to love with my owner off of this extortion scandal. I'm back to love with him. But as far as Romo is concerned, and what the coordinator is saying, I just see another 8-8 season. There's nothing to get too excited about. We'll finish 500. We'll do the same thing, probably blow the game in week 16 or week 17 to get to the playoffs. So there's no big changes. That defense is right there.
Y'all not winning week 17 versus the Redskins. You can hang that up.
Now, time will tell. Week 17 hasn't quite arrived just yet. So we will see.
We will see. What do you got, Jeff?
Well, I thought of Black when I saw this story. This is a good one because I know how much he dislikes the hypocrisy, the NCAA. So now finally the starting to reform the rules a little bit about snacks and whatnot for the athletes. So now University of Oklahoma is going to have a food truck for the athletes. I guess it's legal, with the NCAA, and I'd like to hear all the details about this as it happens, because food trucks are very popular, and especially at certain college campuses. I used to go to Rutgers. I didn't attend there, but it was close by, and I went to school nearby at Trenton State College. Rutgers was on the way home, and I had friends there, and Rutgers was famous for their – they were called grease trucks. And guys would, get hot sandwiches and fries and whatever. Hopefully the athletes would be eating healthier stuff. They would have a big sandwich called a Fat Cat, and I wish I could still eat like that. I think the thing is, if Oklahoma's going to do this, which that doesn't sound wrong, because, a lot of these athletes, they're big guys or big gals, and they're very active, and they got to eat a lot, and it's just part of it. And if Oklahoma's going to do it, then Oklahoma State is going to do it, and Texas is going to do it, and so on and so forth. I hope it's just good, healthy food and nothing crooked, You never know. I don't know. It looks interesting. It's something I want to keep an eye on.
That's good to hear, because it looks like they'll be having money to pay for these food truck food. As the NCAA considering the legislation to pay the players.
Well, that's what I was about to get to, Black, that there's now legislation on the books to do this with the Big 12, the Big East, Pac-12, and a few other major conferences. They're looking at a stipend for off the ticket sales, off of some other things to give these kids or these young men and women, because they're not kids really, some money, so pretty much pay to play, and they're trying to figure out how they can make their own rules, in order to accomplish this. I was looking at NBC Sports Network, and on the ticker, it was just detailing what these different conferences are going through. Matter of fact, it's coming up right now, if I'm not mistaken. Well, they're doing the Kevin Durant story, but the kids at what's the school up in Chicago, Northwestern, when they got approved or okay to be NCAA Division I Board of Directors votes to allow the 65 schools in the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, SEC, and Pac-12 conferences autonomy to pursue the vote on their own rules, including cost of attendance, site, insurance benefits for players, and recruiting rules for student athletes. So they're really looking at all this stuff so they can pay these kids. But, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying before that popped up? I'm old, man. I'm like Jerry old now with my brain. Jeez, I forgot what I was saying that quick. Help me out, fellas. What was I saying before I did that news flash?
You're talking about the big Power Five conferences.
Yeah. Well, pretty much, these kids or young men and women are getting shown a way to, I guess, become contractors of sorts. They're going to get paid some sort of money, whether it's $2,500 a semester or season or whatever, and then there's this talk. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there's a wage scale. Now, I said if that were to take place, then you would bring into them, into college, the class structure, because the big-time players that bring in money like Johnny Manziel and all these other cats, they're making the money for the school, so they're going to be put in a different class and get paid probably a little more than, a walk-on like me, and I might get the $2,500 while Johnny's making $6,000-$7,000. In the long run, would I care? No, because I'm getting money that I wasn't getting at first. Would I be jealous? a little bit. I understand Johnny Manziel is bringing in $1 million to the University of Texas A&M, so they're going to cut him more money because once he leaves, if I'm still at that school, I'm still getting my $2,500. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, give me your thoughts, fellas. Give me your thoughts. I don't care who goes first.
You know, I don't have a problem with players getting some kind of stipend or allowance. You know, because the thing is that if you're doing a scholarship level sport, you really can't work to get money like most college kids could do. The problem is splitting it up because I've been led to believe because of Title IX legislation and other things that have to split up among all the scholarship sports. And the fact is usually the big two money makers for college athletics are football and men's basketball. But I've been led to believe they'd have to include, swimming and, the various women's sports and whatever. And you know what? To me, I wouldn't have a problem if the football and the men's basketball players were the only ones getting paid or they were getting paid more because they make the money. That's how it works in the real world, you know. If I got a job as a mechanic at a car dealership, I would make X amount of money, but the hotshot salesman, he really makes the money. He's going to get a lot more than me. That's the way business works. That's the way jobs work, you know. I've seen it for a long time, and, if you don't like it, then try to be a salesman, not a mechanic. That's how the real world works, but supposedly it's not allowed to work that way in college athletics. That's what I've been led to believe.
Before I let you talk, Black, I wanted to make a point like Jeff just talked about, the way the world works of business. It is my fervent belief that every athlete, I don't care what your major is, needs to take some type of business administration or business management type of course, whether it's economics, whatever, something to show you how the world of business works. Supply and demand is such a prevalent issue for some of these athletes that they don't get it. They are, when they're in demand, they can request whatever type of money they want. But when they're no longer in high demand, the vendor or the customer may or may not buy their product. So they're going to have to settle for whatever it is they get. And it's a good point that you're making, Jeff, and I'm just kind of switching it up a little bit. But I think that the business has got to be, it should be, that sounds like the DC sirens to me.
That's going on up here.
I live right by the ambulance center, and it happens almost at least once every show. It's usually an ambulance because it's about a half a block down the street from me.
It's okay. It's okay. Supply and demand. We need to supply Jeff with some money so he can demand a better place to live. But it's all. I'm working, brothers. I'm working. It's a slow grind. But I'm working. I'm trying to do some things. Black, hopefully you enjoying that laptop. Since you said you don't want to go to Brazil, that saves me some money. I thank you for that. But we'll see.
It might not even be any more NBA players by the time that trip comes up.
Well, that's what we're talking about. They might be quitting. But anyway, what are your thoughts on what we were just talking about as far as these athletes?
Speaking of the athletes getting paid out, I wish this could have happened this year. You look at a guy like Terrence Austin from Baylor. He's going to be a high draft pick. You know, played all the years at Baylor. Find out he has a heart condition, can no longer play. It would have been nice to get some money in the bank while he was in school.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been very nice to get
some
money in the bank. But, man, I really want to see what's going to happen now that this has been approved. I want to see what's going to happen with the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit now.
You know what? This might be a way to circumvent that because you're saying, well, you know, we back then there was no real rules or guidelines. They might settle. they might settle because every other organization has settled with Ed O'Bannon and his lawsuit group. I mean, this lawsuit has been going on for how many years now? I mean, it's over a decade. It is over a decade that this thing has been going on, or almost a decade.
But I'm not sure what it is to settle because, you know, they've discontinued the college games on the video game system.
Yeah, on EA and all that. But they still, the thing is.
And I don't know if they're still selling Ed O'Bannon jerseys. I haven't seen one for sale anywhere.
Oh, no, no, of course not. He hasn't been in the limelight. But the fact is that the colleges still own the rights to it. Once the colleges give up the rights to them, then it could probably be a, well, there's no issue here. And I think if they did that, Ed O'Bannon and his crew wouldn't make any money. So why not just go ahead and give up those rights? They can still, you know, try to sue them and say, look, for X amount of years they did this. Okay, fine. But we're not going to pay you for that. We gave you your naming rights to that. You can go after EA Sports and all those other cats who you already settled with to get some money. I mean, that's what I would do, but that's just me. I don't know, fellas. I don't know. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports? We got about 10 minutes left alive there. So what else is going on that you guys want to talk about?
Well,
scores in these games are still the same. The preseason is only exciting for 5 minutes, and then it's a bore fest. UPS guys versus truck drivers.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, another big story this week is Becky Hammon becoming the first woman full-time assistant coach with an NBA team. I didn't realize she was doing some work with the Spurs last season, so obviously they liked her work. And, I mean, I'm familiar with her as a player. She's, been a very good point guard in the WNBA. You know, it was going to happen sooner or later. So it happened. And I'm surprised. You know, I would think, you know, let's say if Pat Summitt, you know, I know she has a lot of problems now with the Alzheimer's, but, you know, someone like her, she's seen a lot of basketball. You never know. Maybe she could have got hired by an NBA team if she lost interest in the college game or something. You know, who knows? There could be some other women who would be very good NBA coaches. Yeah, I'm not sure her specific duties as assistant coach, but she is a full-time assistant. That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
I thought that was a good move as well. I mean, she's been there for a couple years anyway, helping them out. I believe they even got her a championship ring for this past season because she's been around so much. And that goes to Popovich, how he, you know, he's doing a lot of things that coaches don't do, that you say, okay, well, no, it's a man's sport, it's this, is that. I'm going to hold my star players out so I can set them up for the playoffs. I don't care if the NBA finds me because, in the end, we're going to make more money than what they're finding me. He goes against the system. And that's the type of coach that you want to play for because you know he has your best interests out. He might yell at you. He might, you know, be mad at you because you're not executing all the way, but he has your best interest at heart. And the progressive movement for women, you know, he's leading the way with this happening. There are some folks that could have been in the NBA already as coaches, whether assistant or head, or whatever you want to put them, first recognize one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff right there. I'd be remiss, because I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but I'd be remiss if I didn't announce that one of our longtime guests, he still owes me a paycheck, but I ain't going to say nothing just yet. Mike Yes Indeed Reed has been picked up by Top Rank Boxing promotion, he's looking to do bigger and better things. I'm quite sure his training will be moved up quite a bit. I'm not sure if he's going to leave the D.C. area and stuff like that, but Black, real quick, what do you have on that situation?
No, his training is already top notch. He trains with Lamont Peterson and Adrian Broner, so that was already in the works.
Okay, but I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, and speaking of boxing, there's an excellent HBO card coming up Saturday with Danny Garcia, Lamont Peterson, and I believe Sean Porter is also on this card. So if you get a chance to check that out on HBO, that'll be Saturday night. I need to make a PSA right quick. I don't know what's going on, but I need Magic Johnson, I need you to fall back from TV for a second, man. Please talk to your son, Irvin. I mean, there's all type of pictures going out with Irvin just acting like a slut, man. Acting like a gay slut, man. This is not supposed to be happening on social media. There's picture Irvin out there saying that, if your girl is acting stank, call on me, and just Irvin dressing ridiculously provocative. Please, Magic, just fall back for a second. Talk to Irvin. Talk to EJ, please.
You know, I can't, you know, judge a man or tell a man how to take care of his own family. His son, when he came out, Magic said that he was very supportive of him. Now, when you say that, that's fine. You got to be supportive. You can't go back on it. Now, how old is his son, Black?
I guess he's old, maybe 20 now, I guess, maybe, 21.
Okay.
I could be wrong, I'm not sure, but the pictures have been coming out. Oh, man.
I got you. I understand. Something I had to learn with my stepdaughter. She's 22 now. Some things she puts up on Facebook as her status, I'm like, what? What is that? What are you talking about? And my wife and I, you know, we're like, okay, well, we can't control her. We can't tell her what to do. We can only give her advice. She's going to do what she wants to do. In Magic Johnson's case, he's a little more influential in the world, not just in his family, but in the world. I don't think his son understands the type of damage he can do to his father with that type of stuff going on. Now, granted, you know, if a businessman is going to judge me off of what my child does because my child's now an adult, you know, then maybe that's not the person I want to do business with. But there are people out there, especially his German group, that funds him for the Dodgers and other things that have anti-gay phobias or anti-gay thoughts, and they support Magic because Magic is their way into the American pockets and stuff like that. So I understand your plea. It's nothing like the one you did to Miss former Tiger Woods' wife, but it could have been. I don't know. Magic, do what you got to do. What?
I said, oh, I miss her.
So does Tiger, because back then he was hitting the ball hard. Let me find out. I got JT ATM money at the last minute, calling in with like 6 minutes left in the show. Is that the master plan right there?
It is me, my man. How you doing?
So you had the little marathon with the wifey or whatever it is you had to go do, and you're back?
Hard working J-O-B, man.
Hardworking JOB. Telecommunications
and IT is a lot, man.
Hey, I got you. It's your crew. I mean, you got Jeff and Black on here. We're talking about, real quick, got 5 minutes left. We're talking about Magic Johnson's son going on social media, putting pictures out of himself. And as in Black's words, and we're quoting, Black. The views of Michael Black Wright are not those of Fantasy Sports and Politics, Crew Show, or its subsidiary shows. He's saying that Magic Johnson's son is going out like a gay slut on social media.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what's going on?
No, I have no idea. And you know, he's the type of gay male that's going to be out there, going to be way out there, and not afraid to let you know about it. So it is what it is.
You can't post a pic and say, if your girl is acting stank, call on me. And the picture behind it, oh, my goodness.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he doesn't have a care in the world. His mama and papa are supporting him fully. So he's out there, and he's way out there. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, well, we're about to get ready to wrap this show up, so I'm going to go around the horn real quick so everybody can get out here. I can do my paper and get ready for Wayne Brady, and let's make a deal. So I'm going to start off with the Joker, work my way to Black. We're going to wrap it up with JT, and I'm going to close it out. Floor is yours, Joker.
Yeah. Well, very promising running back for my favorite team, the Giants. David Wilson retired after a brief two-year career. Seems like he's handling it well so far. Hopefully he continues and, you know, it's successful for the rest of his life. But this just goes to show you, this is why they got to make the money, because these careers can be short. And the other big news in the New York area was A-Rod's connection, Tony Bosch, got busted. And I think they're going to reveal some of the other baseball players he was supplying. So that's going to be hitting the news soon, I think.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Black.
Well, I don't want to get down to the Joker, but David Wilson was fantasy trash. Good riddance for him.
Man, Black is taking no prisoners tonight.
I see.
Saturday night, HBO. Check out that boxing card.
All right. Come on, latecomer.
All right. CSN New England's Tom Curran believes the Patriots want to showcase QB Ryan Mallett for a trade this preseason. Are you listening, Mr. O'Brien? Are you listening, Mr. Rick Smith?
Oh, and one last thing. Man, get ready for the Kevin Love and LeBron show in Cleveland. As the trade was consummated today.
No one talked about that?
Today?
Yeah,
no
one talked about that. Wow.
I thought
you guys would have talked about that.
I've been on the road for like 6 hours, dude. I didn't even know. So, hold on. We might be going to overtime then, because I had no idea that the trade went through because I didn't know the 30 days were up for Wiggins. So talk to me quickly. Come on. Let's go.
Well, Vic, you're right. They can't make it official, and it hasn't been 30 days yet, but they made an agreement to make the deal after the 30 days. But, yeah, personally, I mean, I get it, but I don't get it, because it looks like, to me, it looks like Cleveland's given up a heck of a lot for a guy who might be a one-year rental. So that's the one thing I don't quite get.
He's going to re-sign for 5 years.
Yep. And the price the Cleveland Cavaliers had to pay was their last two first-round draft picks, Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett, and a protected 2015 draft pick for Kevin Love.
Oh, wow.
And another Kevin in the news. I don't know if you talked about this or not. Kevin Durant withdraws from FIBA World Cup.
Yeah. That was the first thing we opened up with.
Okay. I didn't know, because I'm surprised you guys didn't talk about Kevin Love really either, because that was fairly big news too. So, anyway.
I have no idea. By the way, Michael Vick looks better for your Jets. I told you, once Jerry leaves, the Jets will look better. But my thoughts real quick, because we got about 10 seconds of live air and we're going overtime. We talked about this. Remember, Jerry, or FSP, we talked about this about 4 or 5 weeks ago when my buddy said that it was going to happen. And we talked about how it was going to happen. My buddy from Cleveland or from Ohio looks like a genius because he was right. It's going down the way that he said it would go down. And we talked about this on the air. I am extremely impressed by his thought process because he's in Korea. There's no way he's listening to, well, there is a way, but I don't think he is, that he's listening to radio stations in Cleveland. But that's awesome for Cleveland. How long will it take for them to gel? That's the next question. Can they gel quickly? So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, boys. Anything else before I get ready to get off this show? Yes, no,
your fantasy, your fantasy baseball team sucks.
Now, see, you're lucky I'm not going to be able to do the show Saturday. You are so lucky I'm not able to do the show Saturday.
We'll be on the air on Sunday, so you bring it.
I'll be driving back when the show's going on, but that's okay.
You can still
that's
call
okay.
in. You got a Bluetooth,
I
right?
Can't say, no, I don't, because I can't say what I want to say with the kids in the car. My wife's car has Bluetooth, but I don't have the earpiece, so I can't say what I want to say to you.
Oh, that sounds like a personal issue to me.
Whatever. I know your new co-host is better than you. No, I'm just joking. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Anyway, only thing I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is if you're in the mixed martial arts, that Daniel Cormier and Jones fight is going to be for real. It's going to be for real. I think John Jones is going to split him in two and just keep beating the crap out of him. He's going to whoop Daniel Cormier's butt. Now, if Daniel Cormier gets on top, it might be a different story. I don't know. But I think John Jones is going to destroy him because he's got so much animosity for this guy. So much. Both of them, that is. So check out the MMA stuff next month. I believe it's at the end of it's at the beginning of this month or the end of September. I can't remember. It's one of the two. That's going to be a good fight. Football is in full effect. I've sent out a couple of invites to DraftKings as well as FanDuel. I'm starting 1-week-long fantasy leagues with 20 people in them. So everybody can win. I should do winner takes all, but that would be unfair because I'd win all the money.
Okay.
But for those that are in any of our fantasy football leagues on ESPN and Yahoo, get ready for a great ride. I'm waiting for the Parlay Palace to decide when we're going to do a draft because I hate to miss it because we don't have a draft date. I'm also looking forward to rekindling an old rivalry, but I'll be very, very nice. I'll be very nice, but if the CMB comes back, all the gloves come off, and that's all I'm going to say on that.
Oh, man, I tell you.
The blotty CMB.
You cannot leave it alone.
Hey, Jeff. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your jersey help on that one, bro. I know you're not a trash talker. I know you're straight up and good. But on that one, I'm going to need some help because our partners here are turncoats. I might even bring in the NFL exporter to help me out. You know,
what are you talking about? No one's in cahoots.
Yeah, right. And I'm not a brown-skinned brother. But that's okay. But anyway,
God.
I look forward to that. So I hope the commissioner gets a date really soon and tells everybody how much it's going to cost because it's coming clinch time and I got to focus in on my other leagues. But
it won't make a difference. You're not going to do squat this year, so I mean, I don't even know why you're worried about it.
Okay, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, there are several things that are going to take place right now. When I come back next Saturday, we're going to talk about the NFC East. I'm going to place another wager with Jerry the Geriatric one because he's such a punk, he won't bet on any other team. We have two bets going on right now. I'm going to have a third bet, week one, NFL season. I think we already have that bet, but if we don't, we will have one. Redskins versus those Texan two-stepping camel-toe-wearing girls.
That's coming when we talk about the NFC East.
Which will be next Saturday.
East versus the South. So
yeah, and the South will never rise again. But we have that going on. I think Jerry and the exporter are doing positions as usual.
Yes, we did tight ends last week, which was a two-hour show. Got cut off because it was originally an hour show. We're doing quarterbacks this Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be a two-hour show because we're dropping the knowledge, and both of us are a match you guys like to, would like to hear. Trust me.
At least one person is.
Could I put this guy in the parlay?
But he doesn't want to do more than three fantasy teams. And I'm trying to tell him he probably wants to join us, but we'll see what happens. Maybe next year, but we can offer it to him. Jerry, go ahead and put it up to him. Black, call in Sunday and see if you can get him on and talk to him about it. Get him to join in. Put us all in the same division. Put us all in the same division so we can talk trash. But with that being said, we have a special, special guest coming up in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Courtesy of Black the Bookie and his hard work and his connections, my man, has went out and booked Keith Van Horn, former New Jersey Net, former Utah Ute. He's going to come on the air, and I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to maybe have a 20-minute conversation with him, if not more, and we are going to have that in 2 weeks right here on this program. Keith Van Horn live, well, Keith Van Horn on the show. If you have any questions for Keith Van Horn out there, feel free to shoot him too. J Taylor 345 or give the email address.
Let me do this because you're messing it up. If you have any questions for Keith Van Horn, shoot me an email, and I'll make sure those questions are we'll screen the questions and make sure that they're good, and we'll ask Keith Van Horn those questions. My email address is J as in the letter J, Taylor, TAYLOR, the number 342, at Comcast.net. That's J as in the letter J, and Taylor, TAYLOR, 342 at Comcast.net. And we'll ask those questions that you submit.
Yes, we will. I've got quite a few already. Depending on how long Mr. Van Horn is willing to talk, will be how long the interview goes. So get those questions in as soon as you can, and we'll get that stuff out there. With that being said, I want to thank the crew. It's the crew. Jeff, Black, and the tardy to the party, J.T. Taylor. Y'all have been listening to Fantasy Sports and Politics Coup Show, the number one rated program on our network, next to mine. But the three guys that I trust to be a lot more than some people I've known for 20 years. And I appreciate each and every last one of these guys. And one day I'll be able to show them how much I really appreciate it. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Encore is about to hit you with some music. We're out.
Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.